This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is not defending his boss the day after Donald Trump was indicted on felony charges for working to overturn the results of the 2020 election in the run-up to the violent riot by his supporters at the U.S. Capitol.
I really do believe that anyone who puts themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. And anyone who asks someone else to put themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States again.
The four-count indictment Tuesday accuses former President Trump of assaulting the underpinnings of democracy in a frantic but ultimately failed effort to cling to power. West African regional bloc ECOWAS sent a delegation to Niger on Wednesday to negotiate with the military officers who seized power in last week's coup, while regional defense chiefs met in neighboring Nigeria. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
ECOWAS has imposed sanctions on Niger and threatened to authorize the use of force if the coup leaders do not reinstate President Mohamed Bazoum by Sunday. The West African regional bloc has struggled to contain a democratic backslide in the region and had vowed that coups would no longer be tolerated after recent takeovers in Mali, Burkina Faso, and Guinea. Mali and Burkina Faso have said that any military intervention in Niger would be considered a declaration of war against them, too. ECOWAS has taken its hardest line yet on Niger, closing borders with the country, banning commercial flights, halting financial transactions, and cutting power supply.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. Ethiopia's military has clashed with fighters from a militia in the Amhara region, residents said on Wednesday, in an escalation of a simmering feud between the two former allies that a doctor said had caused more than a dozen injuries. This is VOA News. Ukrainians living in Russian-occupied territory are being forced to assume Russian citizenship or face harsh retaliation, including possible deportation or detention. U.S.-backed research published on Wednesday said Yale University researchers said that's part of a plan by Moscow to assert authority over Ukrainians, residents of the Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia regions are being targeted by a systemic effort to strip them of their Ukrainian identity. A series of decrees signed by Russian President Vladimir Putin compel Ukrainians to get Russian passports in violation of international humanitarian law, the report said. A parliamentary committee investigating foreign interference in Australia has found that Chinese apps TikTok and WeChat could present major security risks. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The parliamentary inquiry in Canberra found that the increased use of social media, including Chinese-owned apps TikTok and WeChat, could corrupt our decision-making, political discourse, and societal norms. The committee in Canberra has made 17 recommendations, including extending an April 2023 ban on TikTok on Australian government-issued devices to include WeChat, with the threat of fines and nationwide bans if the apps breach transparency guidelines. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The U.S. man who killed 11 people at a synagogue in the northeastern city of Pittsburgh is sentenced to death. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Prosecutors had urged the jury to give Robert Bowers the death penalty for the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history when he stormed the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018 and opened fire, killing members of three congregations who had gathered for Sabbath worship and study. Prosecutors say the 50-year-old truck driver was clearly motivated by religious hatred and had spread anti-Semitic content online before the attack and has since expressed pride in the killings. Bowers also wounded two worshipers and five responding police officers. I'm Julie Walker.
The United States and Mongolia will sign an open skies civil aviation agreement, Vice President Kamala Harris and Mongolia's prime minister said on Wednesday at the start of discussions focused on Russia, China, and economic development. Their meeting in Washington on Wednesday comes as the Biden administration works to ease tensions with strategic competitor China, and its relations with Russia show no sign of thawing as the Ukraine war grinds on. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.